Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, our second Thankful Tuesday. I'm looking forward to that at the end. But before we get there, we need to go over to Hosea chapter 2. Remember, Hosea is one of the minor prophets. And yesterday we read about how Hosea's wife is a metaphor for God's people. And today there's warnings to the people, but also there's this glimmer of hope. Remember, this is poetic. So as we read, you'll see some symbolic language and different things like that. Hosea chapter 2. Say of your brothers, my people, and of your sisters, my loved one. Rebuke your mother, rebuke her, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove the adulterous look from her face, and the unfaithfulness from between her breasts. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and make her as bare as on the day she was born. I will make her like a desert, turn her into a parched land, and slay her with thirst. I will not show my love to her children, because they are the children of adultery. Their mother has been unfaithful and has conceived them in disgrace. She said, I will go after my lovers, who give me my food and my water, my wool and my linen, my olive oil and my drink. Therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. She has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and oil, who lavished on her the silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore, I will take away my grain when it ripens, and my new wine when it is ready. I will take back my wool and my linen, intended to cover her naked body. So now I will expose her lewdness before the eyes of her lovers. No one will take her out of my hands. I will stop all her celebrations, her yearly festivals, her new moons, her Sabbath days, all her appointed festivals. I will ruin her vines and her fig trees, which she said were her pay from her lovers. I will make them a thicket, and wild animals will devour them. I will punish her for the day she burned incense to the Baals. She decked herself with rings and jewelry and went after her lovers. But me she forgot, declares the Lord. Therefore, I am now going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. There I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will respond as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of Egypt. In that day, declares the Lord, you will call me my husband. You will no longer call me my master. I will remove the names of the Baals from her lips. No longer will their names be invoked. In that day, I will make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, the birds in the sky, and the creatures that move along the ground. Bow and sword and battle I will abolish from the land, so that all may lie down in safety. I will betroth you to me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. In that day I will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth. And the earth will respond to the grain, and the new wine, and the olive oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. I will plant her for myself in the land. I will show my love to the one called, not my loved one. I will say to those called, not my people, you are my people. And they will say, You are my God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If we were going to read the whole of Hosea, you'd see that this is one of the greatest demonstrations of love in Scripture, how God calls his people back unto himself. And we see God's covenant love towards his people who continually reject him, they continually pursue other gods, and yet there's this hopeful passage here where he continues to say, I love you, and he goes after the adulterous woman. Okay, did you notice in the passage that it was mentioned the Valley of Achor? It says that the Valley of Achor becomes a door of hope. This is a reference back to the book of Joshua. Do you remember when Achan and his family were put to death because of Achan's sin? They were not supposed to take any of the plunder, and Achan couldn't help himself, and he took the plunder. And then God punished them by killing them in the Valley of Achor. But here, there's hope because God says this has become a door of hope. So in other words, They were punished for a while, just like a metaphor for the people of Israel, but he's going to restore them. And we see that most fully in the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that he has come to restore what was lost. Okay, I want us to move over to Thankful Tuesday. Remember, I want you to come up with a person, a place, a thing, and a characteristic of the Lord that you are thankful for, and maybe try to do something different. If you listened last week, think of a different person that you're thankful for, a different thing, and I'll lead us through a little prayer, just reminding ourselves that we should be ever grateful for the big blessings and the little things that God provides. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come again to your word, to be reminded that you pursue us relentlessly. Lord, we want to thank you for a person today. Bless and keep them. Make your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance upon them and give them whatever they need today so that they might bring you glory and you might be about their good. Lord, we want to thank you for a place today, for material blessings, for a place where we can feel safe and at home. Thank you, Lord, for something that you have given us, a thing. We just ask, Lord, that you would continue to help us be mindful that everything we have is a gift from you. And then finally, Lord, help us to bring to mind a characteristic of you. That you are steadfast is my characteristic today. That you are immovable. You are forever the same. And we can trust you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for all that you do for us and in us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.